Praise the Lord.
Praise
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to just introduce us. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, we welcome you. And let's give them a hand clap of welcome
praise
today.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you for coming. We're honored to have you today. And we just invite each and every one of you to enter into what the Lord has for you today. Amen.
Amen.
And before I turn it over to Pastor, you want me to do it now? He's like, sure. What are you going to do? I want to speak a word of blessing
Amen.
Over you this
Amen.
Morning. Amen.
Praise
God. So be ready to receive what God has for you. You're a special called out people this morning. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And God's got his hand on you. Praise God. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, and you are reigning in life as kings on this earth. I declare you are sanctified, consecrated, and separated from the world. I declare you are healed. Jehovah Rapha has taken sickness, disease away from the midst of you. You have a sound mind and a sound body in Jesus' name. I declare you are energized, revitalized, transformed, renewed, restored powerhouses for God. The healing power of God continually surrounds you, keeps you, and preserves your whole entire system. I declare you are redeemed from debt, poverty, and lack. Your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. The blessings of the Lord make you rich and adds no sorrow with it.
Yes.
I declare you are increasing more and more, and wealth and riches are in your house. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and never beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. You sow bountifully and you reap a bountiful harvest on every seed sown. I declare everything you put your hands to prospers, and I command finances and all resources to come to you without delay. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches in secret places comes to you now. I declare the supernatural word of God is prevailing in every area of your life. You are an overcomer. You are victorious. And God always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
I'll turn over to Pastor now at this time.
Well, I want to say a couple of things. One, the breakfast this morning. Mary, is Mary and the team in here?
No.
Stand up,
yes,
Mary.
She is. Oh, my goodness.
Have your team stand up. Anybody that had anything to do with that breakfast this morning? Anybody that had anything to do with it? It was amazing. It was amazing. And
praise
the guys
God.
Did take a vote, and they want to do that once a month. I'm kidding. Natasha said she's got us covered. Glory to God. It was wonderful, though. It was great.
Praise God.
Now, I want you all to stand up for a second. I want to do a little something different at neighbor looking time this morning. I want you to look at your neighbor. Now, I want you to close your eyes for a second. Just for a second. I want you to think about an uplifting scripture or an uplifting word or something that would encourage your neighbor. Something that would put hope in your neighbor. Nothing condemning, nothing critical. Now I want you to look at your neighbor, and it may be a scripture. You may have an uplifting scripture to give them. Now I want you to look at your neighbor, and I want you to give them something. I want you to say something to your neighbor. Speak life. That was said this morning. Speak life right now to your neighbor. Just right now.
Your God shall supply all your needs.
Amen. I receive that. And God's going to use you in a new way.
Praise
the anointing is going to come on you stronger than it's ever come on you before. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
You can give that uplifting word to more than one neighbor if you would like to this morning. Glory to God.
That was good.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Now, I want to say one more thing. Utterance is greatly affected by the hearer. Mm-hmm. Pastor Sharon has been seeking the Lord and praying in the Spirit, and she's got the mind of God for us today. She's got a word from God to every one of us today. Now, we draw it out. Mm-hmm. We draw that word out by drawing on the word, by drawing on the anointing of pastor that's on her. We draw that revelation knowledge to us. You can get a revelation that you've never had on a scripture today just by being hungry for the word and pulling it. The Amen. More you pull, the stronger that anointing on her will get. The more you are asking the Lord, the more answers He'll give you today if you'll just ask Him. I promise you, it'll affect this service today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I know we always do regular looking neighbor too, so we'll do that too.
Okay.
Look at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'll never, ever
be the same
again.
In Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Praise the Lord. God is in this place today. Amen. I tell you, Patty really preached an amazing, awesome message this morning herself. And then Deborah got up here and preached a good message. So God is wanting to minister to everybody's needs this morning. Amen. He's a good, good Father. I love that song. And He is a good, good Father. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I wanted to say before I get into my message that if you weren't here to hear Juan's last two messages on Sunday night, please get the CD. You'll be greatly blessed. He taught on prayer, and we received some revelation, Pastor and I did, and we were so excited about the word that came forth. And also, if you weren't here Wednesday night, you need to get the tape because Wanda brought forth an awesome message on pleading the blood. And we all need to know about pleading the blood. So get that CD too, if you will. And also want to thank God for what He's doing in Bashaw. We've been praying for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Amen. The enemy tried to take him, but the devil had to go. He had to take his hands off of him. Amen. And we're so happy to see him here this morning. God is awesome. Amen. He is awesome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The title of my message this morning is Stress-Free Zone. Stress-Free Zone. How many of you need to be in that zone this morning? Amen. And I think I feel like how this message was birthed in me was lately I've had so many people tell me that they are so stressed. And I know that, you know, we have many opportunities in these days and times to be stressed. So this is something that I'm bringing forth as I'm having to do this on my own every day, amen, is get into my stress-free zone. And so if you will, we'll turn to Psalm 16 in the Bible and read verse 11, Psalm 16 and 11. Amen. Praise God. It says, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The Lord says that He will show us the path of life. So God knows that we are here on this earth and that we have a path to go on in this life. Amen. And He said that He will show us the path of life. And so as we go on this path, there's so many things that come into our pathway that try to distract us, to take our minds off of what God's path is for us. See, He's already got a plan for you this morning. He's already got a purpose for you this morning. He's already got a direction for you this morning. He's already got a way for you this morning. And all these things that come in on us to cause us stress and to get our focus off of what God has for us, those are things that the enemy comes against us with. But we have to keep our focus, we have to keep our eyes, we have to keep our mind, we have to keep our heart on God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And in thy presence is fullness of joy. Praise God. So our stress-free zone is in the presence of God. Amen. We can have all kind of turmoil going on around us, but all we've got to do is say no to that turmoil. I'm spending some time in the presence of my God. I'm getting in my stress-free zone. Amen. Hallelujah. Get in God's presence. Praise the Lord. The enemy wants to say, well, look what all's going on in your life right now. How can you get into God's presence? It's real easy. Amen. I turn all that off up here in my ears, in my heart. I turn it off and I come to my God. Amen. Now, I don't come to Him saying, God, all the time. I'm not coming to Him saying, God, I need this. God, I want that. God, do this. I come into His presence saying, God, you are awesome. God, you are mighty. God, you are above all things. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. They're right next to God. Right next to Him. Amen. Right in the middle of all the chaos and all the things that the enemy's coming against you with, I get right up to his right arm. Right up to Him. Amen. Because He knows. Amen. Because our God's got it going on. Hallelujah. He's got it going on. I'm not going to look to this person over here. I'm not going to put all my trust in that person over there. I'm putting my trust in my God. I'm going into my stress-free zone. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you find yourself stressed out, worried, fearful, anxious, overwhelmed, that's the time that you need to go to God. That's the time you need to get in God's presence. That's the time you need to get into your stress-free zone. Amen. Patty was talking about this morning about dreaming about her grandbaby being born. Well, my mother told me a few weeks ago, she said, I dreamed that you and Rock had a baby. I said, Mother, you had a nightmare. Amen. But a lot of times, those kind of dreams is that you're birthing something. And see, when you're right on the edge of giving that birth, the enemy comes in like a flood to try to stop you, to stop your faith. But God says, no, I raise up a standard against the enemy. Look at me. Focus on me. Get in my presence. Come to me because I've got the pathway already laid out. See, I've already got the way. I've already planned. I know what the enemy's going to try to stop you with, and I've already got a way of escape. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our good Father this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the enemy wants you to stay get into the arena of stress because he knows that if he can get you into that arena of stress, he's going to whip you. Amen? The way we say it here in Alabama, he's going to whoop you. Because that's the arena that the devil is in. God has not brought this stress on you. He's not brought this situation on you. Amen. God is there to bring you out of that situation. He's there to bring you through that situation. And He's there to bring you out victoriously, triumphantly. Amen. On top. Not on the bottom. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. Get in your stress-free zone. Amen. And you get out of the arena of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because the good news is this morning that Jesus whooped the devil over 2,000 years ago, and it was a TKO. Amen. He put a hurt on the devil. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Word says that in His presence, in God's presence, there is fullness of joy. When we get into our stress-free zone, we have joy. Because we know that when we are in the presence of God, that whatever situation we're going through, God is our place of rest. God is our place of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And the devil can't steal your joy in the presence of God. Glory to God. See, the devil wants to steal your joy. Amen. Because where does our strength come from? It's the joy of the Lord. Amen. So all this can be going on around me, but I can have joy of God because I know that my God is going to see me through. I know that my God is the deliverer. I know that my God is the way maker. I know that my God is the peace God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stress-free zone. Hallelujah. God's presence. In God's presence, He will show you the path of life. Amen. So when I know that I need to know something from God, I need to know what to do in a situation, amen, I go into God's presence because He will show you the way to go, amen. In God's presence, He will give you the answer that you need, amen. When you get into God's presence, He will give you the direction that you need, hallelujah. And when you get into His presence, He'll give you the wisdom that you need, hallelujah. And when you get into His presence, He'll open doors that no man can shut. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, there are a lot of joy stealers in the world. The enemy wants you to get your eyes on the world. Get your eyes on Him. Focus on what He's doing. That's what the enemy's plan is. Amen. But he's so stupid. Let me say it again. He's so stupid. Amen. He doesn't know that our Heavenly Father has got a greater plan. Amen. Let's turn to John 16. John chapter 16. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John chapter 16. In verse 33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, in Jesus, in Christ, you will have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be in the presence of the one who has already overcome the world. Amen. I want to be in that stress-free zone with the one who has already overcome the world. Praise God. Amen. But too many people, when tribulation comes their way, when a hard trial comes their way, when stress comes their way, they get away from God. They go away from God. But what we need to do in those times more than ever is run into God's presence. Run to Him as fast and as hard as we can. Amen. The enemy will try to tell you, no, you have messed up. You don't have the right spirit. You don't have the right attitude. You got angry. You didn't handle that right. You didn't do this thing right over here. And because of this, you're going through all this stuff. And so you can't go to God. Because God's mad at you. God's not happy with you. God's angry with you. Satan is a liar and the father of lies. That's what he does. We press through that, see? We go to the throne of grace, amen? We go boldly to the throne and we just get into God's presence. Amen? It might be a little bit weak at first. God, praise you. God, love you. But God is so good. He'll show up, amen, and His presence will be so strong that you know, hey, I didn't mess up like the devil said I did. Amen. I didn't handle things so bad after all because my Heavenly Father is there. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He's always right there with you. Amen. Glory to God. Don't run away from God at those hard times. Run to Him. Run in that stress-free zone. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Yes, He careth for you. Cast all the cares. He's saying, just give that thing to me. You've got a financial situation and you don't know where the money's going to come from. You don't know what you're going to do. He's saying, come to me. Just come to me. Just try me. Just see if I'm not God. Just see if I won't do what my word says. Just see if I won't keep my promises. Amen. See, we've got covenant promises. And Deborah was talking about this morning, amen. We're covered, hallelujah. When we get under God's covering, amen. He takes care of us. He's saying, come to me. Come to me. Give that problem to me. Give that care to me. And I'll handle it. I'll take care of it. I'll turn this thing around and everybody will know it had to be God. Amen. Had to be God. Hallelujah. Cast it on Him. Let's turn to Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Most of us are very familiar with these scriptures here. But this is who we need to get in His presence. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His shield, His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He who dwells in the secret place. Amen. Or we might say, he who dwells in the stress-free zone. Amen. Or in the presence of our God. Amen. He, amen, who dwells. You know, the word dwell means to reside in. I reside in the presence of God. Or it means to live in. So to live in the presence of God. To be settled in. To be settled in the presence of God. Or to be housed in. I am housed in the presence of God. Amen. And to stay in. To stay in the presence of God. So let's just break that on down a little bit. Amen. He who resides in the secret place, or resides in the presence of God, or resides in the stress-free zone. Amen. Hallelujah. That's who is you are covered by. Amen. Hallelujah. Be settled in the presence of God. Well, Pastor Sharon, surely you don't think that I can just be in the presence of God all the time. How can I be in the presence of God on my job? Well, all you can do your work and you can still on the inside of you be praising your God, amen. You don't have to be shouting it out loud. Hallelujah. You can be praying on the inside to your God. Amen, no matter what you're doing. And you can even pray in tongues on the inside. Amen. You don't have to do it outwardly. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've got to have God with me 24/7. Amen. 24/7. Be in the protection of God. Amen. Be in the peace of God. Be in the deliverance from God. Be in the care of God. Be in the power of God. That's what all these things mean. Amen. When you dwell in the secret place. When you dwell in the presence of God. When you dwell in that stress-free zone. Amen. Doesn't mean that, see, so many people think, well, because something is not going right in my life, I must not be doing right. I must not really be living for God. I must have messed up. No, I'm telling you, it might be just the opposite. Amen? If things are coming against you this morning, it might just be because you're right on the brink of that breakthrough. Amen? So I get into that presence of God, and he's working right around me. He's working all these things out, amen. He's working on my breakthrough. Hallelujah. He's given me the path of life to go on, amen. Even though all these things are going on around me, he's given me direction. He's given me wisdom. He's showing me the way. He's given me the answer, amen. Staying in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to end this message this morning with reading Psalms 91 from the New Living Translation. I just love the way that this says it, spells it out in a clearer way. Psalm 91 in the New Living. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at noonday. Though 1,000 shall fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to dwell in that secret place. Amen. I want to run into the presence of God. Amen. Because my answer isn't out here. Amen. He'll use what's out here, but my answer is in God's presence. My answer is in him this morning. Amen. Your answer this morning is in him. Your stress-free zone. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. He is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let me speak over you for just a minute before I turn it over to them. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your people. Father, I charge the angels of God to surround them, their children, their family members, their homes, their jobs, their vehicles. I command the angels, I charge the angels just to surround them and keep them and protect them. Father, I thank you that you are the Almighty God. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. And we just, Father, surrender, as we sang this morning, we just surrender all the things that are going on in our lives that are taking our focus off of you. We surrender it all to you today, Father. We commit in our hearts to surrender it to you. And whenever the enemy tries to take us, our focus back off, Father, we surrender it again. And we'll surrender it again. And we'll surrender it again. And we thank you, Father God, that you are a good God. You are a good Father. And we give you praise and glory this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll turn it over to Jeff at this time.